Hey, Audio Boo, Salwa here. I just wanted to contribute towards the whole topic of disabled parking for blind or visually impaired people. This is quite an old one. Again, I'm really behind on my booze and I'm not going to get a chance to post much in the coming weeks. So I thought I would just put it out there, while I can. So, okay, disabled parking for blind people. Why not? I would say I've always been very anti everything that's related to extra dispensation for blind people and all that kind of stuff. But as a parent and as somebody that goes around a lot, and we've just recently got a car actually, and I found that the disabled badge, the blue badge, that enables us to make use of extra parking facilities that wouldn't otherwise be available to non-disabled people, is really handy. And the first reason that I think it's handy is that I've encountered lots of situations. If you live in a city, this happens quite a lot, where my partner's had to actually park on the road, and my daughter, I've had to get her out the seat, put her in the sling, and then take her to somewhere that I don't know. And if we weren't able to make use of the disabled parking, we would have to pay for parking. Then my partner would have to take me to where I needed to be, rather than just parking outside, directly outside where I needed to be, and being able to explain, right, you go left here and then it's the third shop up or whatever, or, you know, just general things like that. I don't think I would be anywhere near as independent when I was being taken around. Now, on the bus, it's much easier because you don't need to worry about all this. When you're using public transport, it's much easier. But when you're in a car and you're being dropped somewhere, if you're not used to travelling in that way, I mean, I very rarely used the car before we got our car, so I'm really not used to being ferried around. So now we make use of that facility a lot more. It's much harder, I would say, to know where you are when you get out of the car, unless you're actually paying attention the whole journey, which with a little one isn't always as easy. So we use the disabled parking a lot. When we take my daughter to soft play, my partner will just drop me at the park gates, which he couldn't normally do because of the regulations and the way that the parking's set up. You can't normally do that unless you have a blue badge. So the fact that we've got a blue badge, he can just drop me at the gates. We can, in quite a secluded spot, we can actually get Alice out of the car seat. I can put her in the sling, put her on my back, and then he can make sure that I've got to the right gate, because it's a bit confusing. There's a few different gates and a few different paths, and he can actually do that without worrying about being stopped or illegal parking or whatever. So it's actually really convenient and really helpful. The other use that I've had with it is as a musician, that I've when I've been with people that are giving me a lift with gear, that we can actually use the disabled parking to put us in a position where we can unload the gear safely, and they can still help guide me into the venue quickly and efficiently. So I would say that the blue badge has really been a lifesaver for me, in terms of being in the car and getting put in the right place and stuff. And I wouldn't go back either. You know, once we've got it, I wouldn't go back. And I never thought I would hear myself say that, but I actually disagree with Claire on the idea that, you know, you shouldn't have one or whatever, because I think it's really convenient. Another situation in which I use it is when we're going into the supermarket, because before, now we only got the pass recently, the blue badge recently. Before we got it, what we used to have to do was my partner would drive into one of the parking spaces, and especially the parent and child ones are often full up in cities. You don't normally get a chance to get in one of those. So we'd drive into a parking space that was absolutely miles away, and I wouldn't always have the sling with me, because I wouldn't really want to take Alice in the sling all around the supermarket when she could just sit in the trolley. So what used to have to happen was that I used to have to carry her in my arms, or my partner would have to carry her in his arms and guide me at the same time, which is possible, but not very easy. Or I would have to carry her and then he would have to guide me by putting his arm around me and kind of pushing me, because I couldn't really hold onto his arm and hold Alice at the same time. So it was a faff. It was a major faff. And actually, now we've made use of the parking that's nearer, means that I can just hold her. He can go and get the trolley. I can wait for him. He can come back. I can put her in the trolley. Then we can just go around the supermarket. So much easier. So I don't see why that wouldn't be a good case for having a disabled badge when you're blind, because all those things have been made easier for me. Yeah, I could manage without them, but it would be a faff. So why not? If the facility's available for us, why not use it? There you go. That's my view. Bye.